Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So I know what you're probably going to say. However, if you could listen to music, any music, while you're on the toilet,
if
you could have your toilet play anything for you, what genre or what artist would you consider?
Boy bands, NSYNC.
You think that would help get things moving?
I mean, I don't think that I need particular music to make things happen. I'm just thinking of my enjoyment while I pass the time. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure. I guess so. You know, I think maybe an aptly timed, you know.
You're saying bye-bye-bye
right,
to
exactly,
your waist.
Exactly. I feel like maybe a well-timed bye-bye-bye as you flush the toilet.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that would be good. The reason I bring this up is apparently Drake has toilets in his mansions.
Okay, that have, like, Bluetooth?
That play Tupac's Hit 'Em Up.
Oh, wow.
Apparently he has over 10 bathrooms and all the toilets.
Wow.
Tupac's Hit 'Em Up. Now, I will say, this didn't come from Drake. Drake didn't answer this question. Like, a reporter or someone didn't ask him, hey, do you have, you know, what plays on your toilets?
Uh-huh.
Drake, I guess Lil Yachty was over at one of his mansions, and he was like, this is a thing. And he was like, they play on a loop.
Why aren't they marketing that at Lowe's? Or Home Depot.
Right.
I mean, it's like, get your Bluetooth hotness toilets over here. I don't understand. Like,
yeah,
play
I
tunes
mean,
while you go.
Years ago, was it years ago? Last year, maybe? I don't know. We've talked about smart toilets before.
We did. They exist.
They exist.
They haven't necessarily, I guess, caught on yet for the mainstream. Just Drake.
Just for the ultra rich.
Yeah.
They can have the toilets that
they're kept in the secret room in the back or
right.
something right now.
Yeah, you got to show your Lowe's gold card and be like,
super exclusive.
Take me to the back. I want the toilets that sing to me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fun.
I mean, my answer is I don't really want to hear anything.
You don't want to hear anything?
Because I'm on my phone scrolling.
Oh.
And I'm concentrating on that.
That's great.
Replying to emails.
Oh, wonderful. So
taking
just
phone
know
calls.
Taking phone calls.
That is awkward.
That is real awkward.
When you have to take a phone call and you are in that predicament. I mean.
You can wait. You can wait.
Sometimes you can.
I bet you the person on the other line would appreciate it.
Well, but here's the thing.
If you wait.
So. You've done that before, I'm sure, right?
Taking a phone call on the toilet?
Yeah.
No, I wait.
You never have?
No. Because, ew.
So, my predicament is, every time I do that, it's happened multiple times, obviously.
Okay.
Is, do I sit and hang long after I need to
because
to finish my conversation?
Yeah, you don't want to flush in the middle of it. That's obvious.
Right.
That's obvious. That's loud. They're going to hear it.
Or do I let it mellow and try to circle back around and come back?
Depends on where you are, sir.
And, you know, flush and wash hands and all that stuff.
Oh, boy. Like, if you're at a workplace,
that's
feel
always
like
my prediction. Well,
you
see,
can't circle back as easily.
If I'm at a workplace, I'm not answering my phone on the toilet.
Okay.
Hearing people talk on the phone in a stall is a little bit like, okay.
It's a pet peeve.
Okay, come on.
I will say that I've been on the phone with, like, my sister or my mom. And
might be different.
And I will have to be, like, they call me always when I'm heading out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm going, I know I need to go to the restroom before
right.
I leave. So I'll kind of like let them kind of finish. I'll put it on the floor and I'm like, put the mute on so they don't hear my end. Finish the business. And then I continue the conversation
uh-huh.
as I'm walking out the door. switch to the car, and that's they have a knack for calling as I'm running out the door somewhere.
We got a text from Hunter that says, "Can you wipe while on the phone?"
Oh,
well, you know what? Listen, you can.
You got to put it on the floor.
Well, you got to put it on the floor. You got to put it on speakerphone, and you got to like, you know, either awkwardly
mute your side. Hopefully they have a lot to say. They've got a lot to say in that moment.
Mute your side.
Mute your side.
All right. All right. So things we've learned. Drake likes Tupac on the toilet. Kelly would listen to boy bands.
Uh-huh. And if you've gotten an email at any point in the day, just know it might have been from when Ben was on the toilet.
That's right. It's
how
me.
Fun is that?
That's me time. Right
I feel
there.
Like now everyone that when they get a reply from you. Needs to reply back. Hey, just curious. Was a scent from the toilet?
Nicole, yeah, like those
Nicole
little.
Said I'd have my drop it like it's hot on replay. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
That is.
I'm on board with that. Yeah. If I'm gonna have one song on loop, that's a good one.
Right. Not bad.
Yep. So we got this email, this message from Raina, who wanted to share what she's calling a miracle involving her dad. She says, first, I want to say absolutely love your show. Listen every morning. I know you share some feel-good stories. Wanted to send you a video of my four-year-old daughter, Brinley. So the backstory is her dad was diagnosed with lung cancer. Had to have a lobe removed back in July last year. It was an even more horrible recovery than we had imagined. Had a successful surgery, but then he had a heart attack, ended up with pancreatitis, another heart attack, ended up with a tracheostomy, multiple blood transfusions due to bleeding somewhere, couldn't figure it out, had to have two chest tubes placed to drain the fluid from around his lungs, one on each side, ended up with pneumonia.
Jeez.
He was on life support from July 15th until September 14th, came home in early October. She says, what I want to stress is he had no signs of improvement. Or life, really, until August 25th, when he was completely alert and wide awake out of nowhere.
Okay.
So she shared a couple of videos. She says, I'm convinced the Holy Spirit was using my daughter to speak to me.
He is healing, and all this time. He was healing all this time, and he can get up and talk again, and the Lord can heal him all again.
Wow.
I mean, so that was recorded on August 23rd, and then August 25th, he's like completely alert and wide awake.
Jeez.
So amazing stuff. Isn't that crazy? And she is adorable, too.
I mean, she's, four-year-old for sure.
Oh, my gosh. So we'll share that story. I'll see if I can put it up on Facebook at 99.7DJX. And just thanks again to Raina for, you know, not only listening, but sharing such an incredible story of, I love hearing these like miraculous recoveries. It's just amazing.
Well, and
stuff.
I love hearing the feel goods from you.
Yes.
Like you know, it's national feel goods are good, but when they happen locally and in our own community, that's great.
Yeah, that's even better. So thank you so much, Raina. And we're so glad that your dad is doing much better.
Yep.
DJ X. When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I'll go first.
All right.
This one. Golly. It's titled, I Puked in Your Purse. Man, man for woman. Oh, God.
Oh, already we're not starting in a good place.
You were sitting a couple tables across from me. I was checking you out.
Great.
You noticed. I winked. You rolled your eyes and left your table to talk to some guys at the bar.
Okay, I feel like she's not super interested.
Felt like you were giving me a challenge. Of course, that's where it goes. I wrote you a little note on a napkin and left my phone number.
Oh, see, that's a good move. I mean, she'll call you if she's interested. Great. Let's be done.
I was gonna slip it into your purse you left hanging unattended on the back of your chair.
Oh, boy.
However, the best laid plans, am I right?
Oh, what happened?
Right as it got to your purse. I felt the effects of four straight hours of pounding burgers and beers.
Oh!
A little woozy when he got up to walk, didn't he? Instead of my phone number, I accidentally filled your purse with a cocktail consisting of one part hamburger, three parts hot tamales, candies,
oh my God,
and six parts Miller Lite.
I love they broke it down in a recipe.
If I'm honest, I got a little embarrassed and left.
A little embarrassed? A little?
I did leave my number, but I don't think the ink survived being mixed in the hot tamale stew.
The hot tamale stew? Oh my gosh.
If you wondered who created that culinary masterpiece in your purse,
oh, wow.
Hit me back.
Yeah, no, that's not going
to
happen.
I can't wait to hear from you.
You're going
to
be waiting for a long time. That is not happening. She's not calling the purse puker.
I'm telling you what, this guy, half glass full type of guy right here.
He is. He's just like, you know what? This is going to make an incredible story for our kids one day.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
This doesn't get much better.
Oh, no.
It's like straight out the gate from the headline, we met behind the dumpster. Woman for man.
Oh, okay.
So again, not an ideal setting.
No.
It's not something that's ripped from a movie scene out the gate. First of all, I'm sorry for walking in on you like that. Though one of the hazards of relieving yourself in public is the lack of privacy. Maybe next time you could whistle or something so people can just can't just walk up on you like that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's yeah. Boring. You know, like when you're in a stall and you're making a bunch of noise with the toilet paper. Sure. Yeah, let them know you're there. I thought you were cute from the start.
Aww.
I like the way your face was scrunched as you tried to force out the last little nugget.
Oh, wait. He's going number two.
Oh, this just took a sharp turn.
I thought he was going number one.
That's what I thought, too. That was aggressive. Oh, God. Oh, I should really read these before. It was really quite endearing, and I wish I'd had the time to admire you just a little longer.
Oh, my gosh.
The way you yelled at me. I can tell you're a confident, self-assured man that has more experience than your young, delicate skin lets on.
What? My gosh.
I know you can't be much more than 20, but I could swear that you have the maturity of a much, much older man. Old okay. soul, maybe.
I guess.
Finally, the way that you used your foot to brush your excrement under the dumpster showed just what a classy, courteous guy you are. Oh, you know, cleaning up after yourself. Most people wouldn't even take the time or concern to even cover their mess up, let alone move it away. But not you. You're a real man.
Really?
In any case, you seem fun. If you see this, tell me the fast food bag you used as toilet paper.
Are you kidding me?
I can't see through my tears to read the rest. Maybe I can show you what the bathroom located off my bedroom looks like. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Wow, we're really hitting on the dude that was taking a dump by the dumpster. Seriously?
She Seriously? Sees potential. She sees potential.
Oh, listen, the desperation level is at an all-time high.
Wow. All right. Well, whether or not you found a woman of your dreams who kind of brushed you off, but you left her a little gift in her purse, and or that special someone who was just trying to relieve himself.
Listen, when nature calls, you didn't have time to go inside.
Right, right.
To the restroom.
And you see potential.
Wow.
It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Thank God I'm married.
All right, Kelly, what's the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Listen, just because you're thirsty doesn't mean you should break into someone's car to steal their pop, much less 69 of them.
Oh,
if you
wow.
can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a car and drinking 69 stinking cans of their soda, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, and you're like, what? Who in their right mind would do such a thing?
That's a lot of soda to have in your car, too.
Yeah, well, this woman captured actually some video of the culprit.
Oh, boy.
Breaking in the middle of the night.
Oh, dang.
Yep. Raiding 69 cans of pop from her car. Sharon said her dog woke her up and looked outside and seen that there was a window in her car that was broken, and the culprit helping themselves to drinks that were there purchased for her business. Because, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking,
I'm like, who has that much soda in their car? I was just confused. Is there like a cooler in there?
What the heck?
What's happening? But because she's taking it to the business.
Yeah. And she literally came up upon the culprit.
I took a look outside and I saw the bear.
Oh, yeah. Did I mention?
Oh, it's a bear.
It's a bear.
Oh, the bear's like, well, this is delicious.
Smashed the window really quickly.
Ooh.
I could see him coming in and out of the truck with different pop. He started with the Orange Crush, and eventually the last thing he got was the Diet Pop. So out of the 72 pop, he drank 69 of them.
Yeah, dude drank 69 of the sodas.
I mean, we had Cocaine Bear. Now do we have Pop Bear?
We have Orange Crush Bear.
Orange Crush Bear. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because she legit was like, I just watched him empty can after can, just slugging them back. Yeah,
you know, you could hear him slurping it the whole time. And he didn't break them open with his claws as you would think he would.
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
What do you think he's going to do it?
You're going to like guzzle it. You're just going all in.
He's
shotgunning him 100%.
He used his teeth every time.
Yeah.
And I tried reasoning with him. I explained to him how important the car was and that I had to go to work the next morning. That didn't seem to affect him whatsoever.
Damn bears. He tried to reason with the bear. Come
like,
on,
sir,
man.
And listen, if you could not drink all of my soda, Mr. Bear. And listen, the damage you did in my car, I'm upset about that too. Do you
I like
chance?
Bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house. Yeah. By the pool. Yeah. When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife. Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a car today and drinking 69 delicious Orange Crush sodas.
Listen, are we directing this at the bear community again?
Again, we have to, I think.
Again, the bear community.
Well, bear community or humans that may act like a bear.
Okay. All right. We can also squeeze them in there. Let's not steal people's Orange Crush from the car.
Right. Now,
69
of the 72.
Yeah. I mean, think of all the...
I was going to say
the belly gut,
the belching afterwards.
Gosh.
You know, he goes back to his den. He's like, listen to this. Did you hear that?
That was a good one. That was from my toes. Wow.
All right. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Host. All right. So I think it was last week we spoke with Lori, and she was worried because she found out the ring her fiance proposed with was not a real diamond, and she didn't really know how to like approach it.
It's not that she was upset. She loves the ring, but she was just concerned, like, does my fiance know? Did he get duped? Did he think he was buying a real ring?
So catch me up on what we said to her or what the consensus was.
So I think we kind of landed on, we told her to ask her fiance for the certification papers to add it to their insurance policy or maybe go together and get it appraised. Because that's how she found out initially. She went to go get it appraised and they're sorry, you know, not real. So maybe she kind of asks him like, hey, let's go get this appraised for and just kind of pin it around insurance.
Okay.
Insuring it. Yeah.
Well, we have an update.
Okay. It says, hey, guys, thanks for reaching back out. I did decide to take your advice and dump him because it wasn't a real diamond. Oh, just kidding. Oh, my God. Oh, wait a second.
What a jokester.
I was like, oh, how? I don't think anybody suggested that. Nobody suggested that.
Like, wait, hang on. You didn't hear us at all. What in the world's your problem, lady?
Oh, what a roller coaster. I was just on that sentence. Anyway, I asked him if we could get it appraised because I wanted to get it on my insurance. And I thought he might act weird about it, but just said, sure.
Okay.
So we went to get it appraised and get the certification. And my diamond ring is actually moissanite.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
I've never seen that word again. Okay. Still very pretty.
Yeah.
I really was waiting for things to get weird because he didn't want to be caught in some sort of lie or scandal, but he was acting normal the entire time. And this was kind of making me crazy. I had to know his thought process here because he was acting as if this was completely normal.
Okay.
And I started thinking all this in my head that I must be the weird one here. So I finally asked him why he decided on this particular ring. And he said he didn't know. He just thought it was pretty. It was ethically sourced. He knew that jewelry wasn't a huge deal to me. And most importantly, he said he thought I'd like it.
Aw.
And I melted.
Aw.
Yes, of course I like it. I don't like it, actually. I love it.
There you go.
He just reaffirmed to me that he is the one, and I know this sounds weird, but I thought I knew who he was, but this made me certain that I do.
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks for all your help. And Ben, if you want, our toaster just broke, so that Michael Graves toaster that you keep talking
Stop
about
it.
Being a great wedding gift.
I've been waiting to unload this Michael Graves toaster from Target.
Lori's calling dibs.
She's like, you know what? That's mine.
That's me.
Yep. Doesn't matter if it's been in your trunk for 10 years.
Doesn't matter. We will enjoy it and give it a new life.
All right. You know what? That's not a bad update.
That's great. And now I'm looking up Moissanite.
Yeah.
I've never.
Tell me what that is, because I don't know. I'm assuming it's another like type of ring.
Oh, wow.
Or...
It's really pretty. It's a naturally occurring silicon carbide and its various crystalline polymorphs. There's so many different words.
Okay, so it's not like a diamond, but it's...
It has the
does
chemical...
Does it look like one?
Yeah, it looks exactly like a diamond.
Oh,
it has
okay.
a chemical formula, SIC. It's a rare mineral.
Okay.
And it was discovered by a French chemist named Henri Moissanite
oui, oui.
In 1893. So it's been around for a while.
All right. Well, that's
oh,
cool.
And there's people that have been asking the questions, is Moissanite as good as a diamond?
Ah, well, maybe he Googled that too.
Yeah. Well, it's the second hardest material used as a gemstone. So it's just,
so it doesn't necessarily sound like it's cheap.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. There's a lot of gorgeous rings. So,
all right. Well,
all
cool.
right.
Well, good for him.
Look at that.
All right. Hey, you know what? That, she did throw us real quick with the whole, yeah, I took your advice and dumped him.
I dumped him because it was a fake ring.
I like her. Maybe I will give you my Michael Graves toaster.
She's earned it.
I like that. All right. Hey, thank you for the update on that. I think that.
And the learning. We got educated.
That's right.
And I thought I knew everything about diamonds. You know, I have friends.
You do have friends.
I have friends.
Feel good stories every hour. All right, Kelly Kay.
So we got this message from our friend Gary Redbird, and he sent us a story. Maybe you've heard of the Left Field Lounge at U of L baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of famous. Tommy Tailgater Willett is one of the crew there, one of U of L baseball's biggest supporters, has been for years. They have these two RVs and decked out U of L stuff, and they park the RV just outside of Jim Patterson Stadium there in the left field. Well, recently, Tommy got sick, and he lost both of his legs from the calf down.
Oh, geez.
So they added some adjustments to the RV for his new wheelchair, and he actually got to throw out the first pitch at a baseball game a few days ago.
All right, Tommy. Let's see a strike.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty great. So we'll retweet that video so you can see that. He's also trying out some new prosthetics. So just glad to see that he's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that whole crew, they've been going at it for many, many years. Wave 3 profiled them last year.
Oh, really?
Before. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're kind of famous.
Nice.
The Left Field Lounge.
Love it.
Big shout out. And so thanks to Gary for sending us that message. We love shining the spotlight on people in our community. So if you know of a feel-good story that you want to share, please reach out. There's lots of different ways on socials at Ben and Kelly Show. You can email us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com. Lots of different ways.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
So there's a text message from his girlfriend that isn't sitting too well with Cameron.
Yeah, there is something specific that she texted that he's like, okay.
And we'll give you a hint. It's not a picture.
Not a picture. Nope. No, it
has
to do
picture.
With whose patio is it?
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll get into that. We're going to actually try to get Cameron on the phone. Winning word for $1,000 this hour was post. P-O-S-T, post. $15,000 pony payout. And listen, you could be just like Elizabeth Rawlings, who, I mean, what would you say if we told you you were a $1,000 winner?
I'm so shocked right now.
Well, guess what? You are a $1,000 winner.
I'm going to cry, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, no problem.
I am so shocked. I can't believe this. I'm not this lucky.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
now
you are lucky.
Now you are.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Elizabeth.
That's great.
Tell them what happened.
This is Elizabeth, and I just won $1,000.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
And what's very fun and fortunate for the rest of us is we now know.
No, we don't.
What it sounded like the first time Elizabeth saw a man naked.
I am in such shock.
I mean, it was for all of us, really.
Oh, my God.
I am in such shock.
I mean, if it weren't for the money, like the actual payment that you get. I think with this behavior, people would stop playing our contest.
Or
I'm gonna cry.
First time she ever saw a man naked.
I'm gonna cry.
Literally, are you five?
Wasn't that the same that for
no.
you?
No, 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 no. No.
All right. Congratulations, Elizabeth.
If you ever wondered why we don't have other jobs, it's because of the maturity level.
I'm going to cry.
All right. Coming up next, we're just very excited and proud for Elizabeth.
Absolutely. So is she. Lots of magical occurrences in her life.
Meanwhile, Cameron's sitting on hold going, what did I agree to do?
I think I'm going to hang up now.
What did I agree to do?
Is it too late to hang up?
Right. We're going to talk to Cameron next. He got a text message from his girlfriend, not sitting well, and he just kind of needs to talk it out a little bit and maybe get some...
He's got indications she's not exactly being truthful.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Cameron.
Hey, guys. I think I need some help with something.
Nope.
Came to the right place,
buddy.
I really hope so, because this has really got me a little messed up. So I've been dating my girlfriend for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 months ago, we moved in together. And everything's great. She's awesome. I really, really, I love her. I love her. I have to be honest. I love this woman. And the other day at work, I get a text, and it says, I really miss our patio talks.
Okay.
Which, you know, we don't have a patio.
Oh.
So I immediately write back 3 question marks and nothing. And then I just write, huh, with a question mark. And then she immediately answers, oh, that was for Hannah, who's her best friend.
Oh.
This is why it's strange. We don't have a patio, okay? And neither of us had patios in our respective apartments before we moved in together.
So that is a little bit weird,
okay,
sure.
What, does Hannah have a patio?
No, that's the thing, right? Hannah, I've been to her apartment, I mean, too many times to count, and she's the type of person who loves to brag about what a great deal she's got on her apartment. It was a downward turn in the market at the time. She's been living there 5 years, no patio.
Okay.
But I'll give you 2 guesses who has a patio, and the first guess doesn't count.
I'm guessing she's got an ex.
Yep, and he has a patio. I know where he lives. We know each other through mutual friends, you know, just lightly. I've met him here and there.
Uh-huh.
And I have to drive, depending on which way I'm going to work, if there's traffic, I pass by his place. He has a patio.
So that is curious.
Yeah, all that day, the day of the incident, the day I received the text, she started, you know, one after another, you know, and I ignored them because I grew up on the East Coast. This might be a little conceited, but I feel like I can tell when someone's lying, especially someone I care a lot about. And I've been with her for a year, so mm-hmm. I know her tells. So I wanted to wait. I didn't respond to all of them. I wanted to wait to her face to face. And then I said, listen, you and I both know Hannah doesn't have a patio.
Right.
And she was fidgety, and she was, well, no, we used to go to lunch all the time when we worked together. We used to always make sure we found a place with a patio to be outside. And I listen, guys, I'm just distraught. I just don't know what to do. And I really, really feel like she's lying to my face now, which is really getting to me.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so your gut's saying this just doesn't sit right.
Right,
and
she's been messaging her ex, and what do you do with that?
Yeah, I mean, my heart and mind, I mean, both of them are telling me, you know, there's something not right, and I don't know what to do.
Is this the only incident?
Yeah, out of nowhere, yeah.
Okay, so but outside of this, there's no other suspicious behavior?
No, I've actually been racking my brain, and I can't really, because, you know, she is going out with Hannah, or Hannah and another, you know, group of friends they have together. But again, how do I know? I'm not tracking her. I don't follow her on my phone or anything like that. So I believe if you love someone, you trust them. Love and trust. It's equal.
Cameron, I mean, you know, there may be some
validity to your concerns.
Sure.
I'm never a big advocate on, like, starting to snoop further into someone's phone or email messages, social media, all that kind of stuff.
No, I'm not doing that.
We go down that road.
No, I won't do it.
Well, we're already getting people texting in. If nothing else, you know, we can have people who've been in your situation weigh in on what they did, what worked, what didn't work. And at the end of it, really, it's about what you want to do and the trust that you and your girlfriend have. And
I think at the very least, though, you've put her on notice by, you know, telling her, you and I both know Hannah doesn't have a patio. Like, I know you're not telling me the truth. So she knows you're on alert.
Yeah,
so maybe that's enough to get her to straighten up and realize, uh-oh, I think I'm crossing a line here.
And we don't know what the status of your girlfriend and her ex is.
Right.
Like, yeah, so, I mean, it could be very innocuous or it could be something worse. But we don't want to go down that road just yet, Cameron. Like I said, we've got a lot of people suggesting some things. So if you want to hang out, maybe listen to them, maybe check the Facebook page, whatever, you know. Hopefully we'll be able to
I will
help you out here. And man, you know what? I mean, keep us posted because, you know, this is never easy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. And keep up the good work. I really like the show.
Aw, thank you.
So mining the Facebook comments early on, Brianne, yeah, no, definitely wouldn't trust that. The fact she's texting a bunch trying to explain herself after something like that means she feels guilty and has anxiety about something while still trying to make you believe nothing's up. Corey says, wow, I think I'm the only person that actually believes it's for her friend Hannah. I'd ask Hannah, LOL. But then Michael's all like, well, then just like every other girl's friends, she'll cover for her. Then what?
Maybe. I mean, would you?
Would I cover?
Yeah. If you all of a sudden found yourself innocently thrown into a situation where your friend is texting you going, hey,
I'm going through a tunnel.
Kelly's avoiding it.
I can't. Bad reception.
New phone. Who did? All right. Well, hey, let us know, especially if you've been in the same situation and what your story was, because obviously Cameron's gut is telling him this ain't sitting right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
In the Facebook comments, their spidey senses are, yeah, you're spot on.
All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take your calls and comments on the way. So we got ourselves a situation here, and Cameron just innocently got a text message that said, oh, I miss our patio chats, ..
And then he's all like, ..? And what then she's patio? All like, oh, sorry, that was for Hannah. But then he's all like, Hannah doesn't have a patio. So here we are. And the one person in their little circle who does have a patio, his girlfriend's ex.
Oh.
So now he's all like, okay. She's been real fidgety, been trying to text and follow up to try to explain things like, oh, no, I meant we go to restaurant patios a lot, which, you know, a lot of people do.
Sure.
A lot of people, though, I was saying trust your gut on Facebook comments. Melissa says that was definitely for the ex. Michael says move out. You already know if it seems off, it more likely is. Better now than 10 years later with kids. That sounds like it's coming from a place.
I was going to say he needs to. Talk to his old pals, Ben and Kelly, at some point.
Uh-huh. Stacy says she's 10,000% texting a man she used to talk to on a patio. Run. Corey's like, set her outside. Change the locks.
Wow.
Tina says, I do not miss dating.
Hey, Amy.
He should tell Hannah that he wants to propose to her and ask her where this favorite patio of hers is. That's where he wants to propose.
Oh, it's like, oh, she was telling me about your favorite, her favorite patio talks with you. So what is that? I think that'd be a great place to propose. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, and don't mention it being close to their work, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be like, oh, Ramiro's on Frankfurt Avenue, but that's nowhere near where they work.
Ah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Amy.
I'll tell you, sting operation.
It's that dang ellipsis getting in trouble again. Lindsay says, you don't ... a statement like that if it's someone she's still actively friends with.
That's
for someone that she wants to hear from but isn't sure how they will respond. Definitely red flags.
Oh, wow, we have read so much into the ...
And then Heather, if you don't trust her, move on. But I will say, 100%, lunch, dinner on the patio at a restaurant with my girls is my jam.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Would recommend. Yes. All right. So we're not disagreeing.
No.
Patio dining is
it's
nice.
It's divine.
Yeah, sure. It's
like,
divine.
Yes, we agree with your girlfriend. That is right. Awesome.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Cameron, I mean, again, I think everybody's saying trust your gut.
Yeah.
Pull in Hannah.
You're right to feel that something is off and to be a little suspicious.
Yeah, pull in the friend.
Yep.
You never know.
Go to the source.
Yeah, see? I like the idea of kind of like asking about hey, I'm thinking about maybe proposing.
Well, that is if Cameron's ready to propose. I mean, if we're not there yet, then, you know, what if then Hannah turns around and goes and tells the girlfriend, oh, my God, he's going to propose. And then, like, he's suddenly got himself then engaged and headed to marriage,
then
and
all
he's
of a
not
sudden,
ready yet.
It's a sitcom episode.
Like, he loves her, but we haven't, like, decided to marry him off just
that's
yet.
True.
So, right. I at the bottom, at the end of the day, I am a romantic. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it sounds like Cameron's a good guy. He really loves her.
Yeah.
I want for there to be an explanation to where Cameron and his girlfriend get to ride off into the sunset together.
Okay.
And Hannah, and they have patio talks together.
Oh, all of them.
I mean, all of this needs to end on a patio, right?
Yes. All right, that is group therapy, Cameron. We'll check back with you. Hopefully, it'll be...
Oh, we're going to need a follow-up.
Yeah, and hopefully it's just all... Everybody's just acting crazy and everything's fine.
Uh-huh.
We think. All right, that is group therapy.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so hey, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, a lot of stuff. One, Throwback Thursday. Two... Oh. Chance for $1,000 with the pony payout and another winning word. And little kid drunk adult.
Oh.
All right. So if you want to play for 4 tickets to Thunder at Lynn Family Stadium, 502-795-1997.
Here's just one question. Is bathroom a part of any of the stories today?
Why, do you gotta go?
No, it seems to have been a theme.
Oh, in the little kid drunk adult?
Theme in that game lately. It's been much. Oh, God, your face.
I will say at least 33% involves some sort of bathroom. All right, can we play a game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult?
We can, it's magical.
All right, cool. Let's introduce you to Leslie, calling us from Leavenworth. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Leslie's got red hair. My ginger sister from another mister. she drives a Dodge Charger, is a contractor, she's been married 5 or is it 6 years? We don't even know, do we?
Nope.
Just that, you know what? I take that as a good sign. You guys are just too busy enjoying each other, having fun to keep track of the years.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
How did he propose to you?
He took me back to the place where we had our first kiss.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love it when you go back to places that mean something to you.
In the backseat of a Volkswagen?
Stop it.
Maybe.
This just seemed right, Leslie. This just seemed right. All right. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
You're going to hear 3 stories. You have to determine, did that story occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, here we go.
I bit into a caramel apple on a date, and both my front teeth came out.
Oh!
We need to go to the dentist more often. Maybe.
Wow. All right, what do you think?
Drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
I think little kid. I hope little kid, because if you're losing adult teeth biting into an apple, you got some problems.
I mean, maybe they were like veneers or something.
I feel like this is, I'm hoping it's okay. Baby teeth, little kid. That's what I'm hoping.
All right, but Leslie, you're saying drunk adult. Let's find out.
I was a little kid.
Little kid. There it was.
Oh.
I was in the fourth grade, and I was on this hayride at a pumpkin patch with my friends and these two boys. We lived in Ohio at the time, and I finally had gotten up the nerve to hold the hand of my little boyfriend. And when he squeezed my hand back, I just got this huge wave of confidence, and I bit into my caramel apple. And when I pulled the apple away, it ripped both of my front teeth out.
No.
They were still baby teeth, and I just had this really scared and embarrassed reaction and started to laugh. And then this little boyfriend of mine started to laugh when he saw that
I had this toothless
smile. And then I started to cry. Oh, so awful.
Wow, we went on a roller coaster of emotions.
Oh, poor thing.
All right. You're 0 for 1, Leslie. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I licked a bufo toad and wound up in the hospital.
Did she say licked a toad?
Yeah, licked a toad.
Oh, okay. Oh, that could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to say little kid.
All right, you think little kid.
See, I'm feeling drunk adult on this one. I'm getting drunk adult vibes.
All right, Kelly says drunk adult. Leslie, you're sticking with little kid. What is it?
I was a little kid.
There it is. Good job, Leslie. There it is.
As a child, I used to lick everything, and I loved all animals. So I was playing outside, and I saw the toad, and I picked it up, and I licked it. And in minutes, I was vomiting and seeing colors I didn't even know existed.
Whoa. What? She started hallucinating.
Oh, my gosh.
And my parents rushed me to the emergency room, and I eventually came down, but it was a wild ride.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. She remembers it.
Do you know what kind of toad that was? Just for research purposes.
How about we just, as a blanket statement, not lick toads?
How are you going to find your prince? Am I right, Leslie, or am I right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Leslie agrees with me.
I'm going to avoid licking toads. I would just advise all my friends to do the same.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
Crap my pants. I was at a concert. I kept them on the whole time, which was over 4 hours.
Did he say crap my pants and kept them on for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yep.
Well, it literally could go either way, too.
I would hope little kid, but...
Leslie, are you sticking with it?
Little kid.
All right, little kid. All right. Yeah. All
right. I think... Oh. I feel like... Yeah. Okay, little kid.
All right, both of you saying little kid. Let's find out!
I was a drunk adult.
No! Oh, no! Stop it! Stop it!
Oh, wow.
Stop
4 hours?
I was at a Dave Matthews concert with Terry Brothers. And we had lawn seats. We were really, really, really far away from the bathroom.
Oh.
And I trusted a fart.
Oh, no! Stop it.
At the beginning of the night. And I was wrong. And I lost.
You lost the bet.
Gambled
and lost.
Lost when it trusted a fart. Famous last words. Right. Oh, for 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
He just had to.
I mean, he probably had a rash, too.
Marinate in it.
Yeah, marinate.
Oh.
Leslie.
Oh.
Yes.
I got to be honest, he didn't do great.
I was like, I suck at this, don't I?
Doesn't matter, though. We have low standards.
I was going to say, we'll still hook you up. So congratulations. You win 4 tickets to Thunder Over Louisville. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Going to put you on hold a quick sec. Got to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
All right, the well is getting dry. We need more magical stories. That means you need to voice note us. Give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story. Email us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
All right, we will play again tomorrow morning, right about this time on 99.7 DJX.
Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's, celebrating 10 years in Louisville. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, here we go. Todd, you get it first. He says, in preparation for thunder, let's light them up. All them jet engines and fireworks, we'll light them up, fireworks. Fall that boy.
Light them up.
I mean, I'm assuming that's how he probably said
probably
it.
Probably, exactly, yep. Like that. Yeah.
All right, it is Throwback Thursday. Good morning, let's go. And I forgot how much that song bangs.
That slaps, too. Yeah.
All right.
Abby Hassenpepper rolling in. I love the fact that the listeners just join the Hassenpepper family.
I know.
She wants some throwback Katy Perry.
Oh, well, it makes sense.
It does.
With thunder on the way.
It does.
Yep. Katy Perry firework throwback. Look at that. Before she was judge on American Idol, she was actually singing songs.
Look at that. Look at that.
Herself. It's 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday. Stephanie rolls in. My 10-year-old and I listen every morning. Our favorite is Throwback Thursday.
Thank you.
We've never requested a song before.
Really? It's the first time?
Yeah, but this morning, Zoe really wants to hear Super Bass.
Oh, you know what? That's an excellent choice for your first request. Yeah. Excellent choice.
Love it.
Knock
Throwback
it out of the park.
Thursday. This one is for the boys with the That's a good one. Throwback Thursday. So we got a message from Amy. And Amy was like, listen, want to hear Eminem Mockingbird, but it's for Jacob only.
Oh, so just Jacob?
Yeah.
So everybody else needs to like tune out for about a minute?
Yeah, maybe about 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
Yeah, so
okay.
Actually, no. I take that back. If your name is Jacob,
okay,
you're allowed.
Just Jacob. Everyone else
just
needs to leave the room for a second.
Jacobs. Everyone else needs to leave the room for a hot minute. DJX Throwback Thursday.
Haley, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad. Cause it was never meant to be, but it's just something we have no control over, and that's what destiny is.
Eminem hates hooks.
Yeah, it's really hard to find an entry point, a re-entry point in the song. There it is.
Oh,
there it is.
Everything's gonna be alright. Stiffing that up, pull it up, little lady. I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya.
That's it.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
By the way, we need to welcome everybody back into the room now. That was just for Jacob.
Just for Jacob. Sure.
Big shout out to the Fanatics inbound team. Caleb's like, listen, we need a shout out. We're listening.
All right. Allison, can you play Chris Brown before I head into work in Elizabethtown? Oh, Chris Brown before she heads into work in Elizabethtown. Look at that. Oh. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Katie rolls in. Hey, anything by Blink-182. Sitting in the office, Ivy Tech, Sellersburg, looking to get a bit rowdy.
Oh, there it is.
Uh-oh. Ivy Tech, Sellersburg's about to get rowdy.
Time to sit down for me. Nobody
likes you when you're 23. And I still want to be Throwback Thursday. Hey, if Ivy Tech, Sellersburg's are rocking, don't come a-knocking.
Or do. They sound fun.
or do. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Jessica is texting, can you please play Backstreet Boys, any song your choice, for James and Michaela? Pretty, pretty please. Now, this is a second choice because I wanted to hear the call.
Well, you wanted non-hits.
And Ben's all like, that's a stupid song. We don't have that in the system. We're playing this when it's dead.
That's what he was screaming. Who knew? Alright, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Angie in Indiana has a little sharp left turn for us in the form of The Danger Zone.
The
Danger Zone.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Wow. All right.
You know why.
America.
You know why. Hashtag America.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Fergie.
Rattle under tension, begging you to touch and go. playing a well-placed Fergie.
Fergie.
Alright, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Nicole rolling in with Black Widow. Man.
Oh, where's this been?
I know, right? Iggy Azalea, Rita Ora, Throwback Thursday. We see ya.
If I see it in the corner, though, I am taking it out.
I'm gonna love you. Fergie.
Alright, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Listen, Jenny loves the Fergie button just anytime. Anytime, just look at it, just anytime.
All right, Brandis says, hey, how about since it's April 20th and, you know, for those who celebrate, Snoop Dogg, Throwback Thursday.
I mean, it's a holiday? Really?
For those who celebrate.
We don't care, we're just having fun.
I mean, for those who celebrate, of course. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
By the way, just Allison, who drives by every day, literally spit my coffee out from the Fergie button.
I'm telling you, a well-placed Fergie button.
Yes, but then Allie's like, y'all annoy me. So it's a spectrum.
You know, you can't have the yin without the yang,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
All right, Natasha, she's like, hey, last Thursday at my job, I start Roots Chris on Monday. Big moves.
Ooh.
Any songs for the transition? Living it up.
There you go.
To everybody that act like love don't fit. Mini zones, baby, love yo, hate it all. 99.7 EJX, Throwback Thursday.
Shout out. Misty says, hey. Kids and I are doing our weekly throwback. Maddie, Finley, Jocelyn, and I are heading in this car rider line for school. LOL. Morning to the best beats ever.
All right. Got a text from Christy. Hey, so my kids won't stop saying sneaky banger. Could we get Big Birds, maybe? I don't know what Big Birds is.
Big Birds?
So I'll just play Miley for now.
Okay.
I'm sure that's close.
We'll do some research.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream. A party in the USA. Yeah.
All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Mystery's been solved. Christy followed up. But. Everybody's looking at big butts. Not
this?
Big birds. Big butts and I cannot yes. Lie. For Braylee, Cameron, and Christy.
All right. Yeah, when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
For the kids.
Rump up smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing. To hell with romance.
Roll with banger after banger. This is a banger only zone.
Okay, so it's not a booty reference. I got it.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Justin sending love from Madison, Indiana. Once crazy in love.
Although Bootylicious would have been appropriate here, too. Get it? You see what I'm doing?
I see what you're doing, but that's not what Justin wanted.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Some shouts to Michelle move on the interstate and would people move out of the way? Okay.
Politely.
Politely, of
this
course.
This is just a strongly worded
this is
polite
just
message.
A nudge.
Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Move.
Fergie.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Move.
Fergie.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Oh no! The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the back. Guard the grill.
gentle nudges. It's Throwback Thursday. Beth rolls in. Reed wants Lose Yourself. Aiden wants Hip Don't Lie. Kids Are Gone. My vote wins. I want Shakira. All right, good. Here you go. Shakira, Shakira, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.70 JX.
Chrissy texted up all night again with a sick baby. Hit me up with some T-Pain, bartender. Might need one by the end of the day.
By the end of the day?
Well, right now. I feel like right
by
now.
By the end of the morning.
Like right now.
I mean, it's
5 o'clock somewhere.
Or it's noon somewhere, too. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99. DJX, and there we go. That was it.
Oh, it goes so fast.
It really does.
It really does. Bethany said, my son is 10 months old and always picks Thursdays, only Thursdays, to yell, not cry, in the car at the top of his lungs. So either he hates the volume I turn it up to on DVD, or he wants to jam harder.
That's probably what it is.
We think jam harder.
Yeah, just jam harder.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the texts and all of the messages. We always try to get as many of them on as we can. Some with more success than others.
Exactly. We always try our very, very best. By the way, we did get an inquiry as to where the origin, if you will, of the Fergie button.
Fergie.
In case you were unaware of where that has come from, that was the magical, magical introduction.
I was the announcer.
For Fergie to sing the national anthem at the, what was it, an NBA All-Star game,
yeah,
right?
Years ago. Like, probably, yeah, 10 years ago,
years
I don't know.
Years ago, and it's so magical, we just can't let go.
We just like the way the dude announced
Fergie.
I mean, we need that guy to announce us all like
right?
that before we enter a room.
I love it.
Right?
All right, so there you go. That is Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. It is 420 for those who celebrate. 420 is
obviously... treating it like it's a national holiday.
For some, it
okay.
can be.
All right.
For some, it can be. But I will say that about 7 years ago, I want to play for you this news clip from CBS. There's a dude out of Ohio, right? Called 911 because enjoyed 420 a little bit too much.
Everybody likes to party, but an Ohio man went a little too far. When he did, he called 911.
Yes.
What is your emergency?
I need help.
And what's the problem?
I'm too high.
He's too high.
I'm too high?
Mm-hmm.
You're too high?
Yeah.
What'd you take?
I can't feel anything.
I can't feel anything.
Uh-huh.
Your what?
I can't feel anything.
Okay, what did you take?
Weed.
Okay.
Weed?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name? Is there anyone there with you?
Yeah, they don't know.
Okay, how old are you?
22.
All right, 22-year-old dude.
Okay.
They're in his probably parents' house.
They don't know, though. If you guys could keep this on the DL.
Yeah, you're waking and baking.
Are they going to be able to answer the door for us?
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, we'll send an ambulance right over to check you out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was the end of the call. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Then Contessa Brewer from CBS jumps back on.
How nice was that operator? So kind. You know, when police arrived, the guy was curled up in the fetal position. He was surrounded by...
Okay, let's hear it. List them off.
Doritos.
Doritos.
Goldfish.
Okay, stop.
And cookies.
Oh, gosh.
Snack game was strong.
Yep.
That may have contributed, I'm just saying.
Yes, I mean, that could have given him a bit of a tummy ache.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Maybe
it was all the Doritos and
ache.
Goldfish.
Maybe we just need to ease up on the snacks.
I know.
After all the...
When it hits your lips.
Bakey. Okay.
Stephanie says, text in, I'm offended by Kelly's lack of respect for 420. Come on. Do you know Kelly? Come on now.
Listen, I will say I had an experience with one particular gummy that I was unaware was a little enhanced.
Oh, you were just thinking it was a normal gummy?
I was like, that, like, I like gummies.
Wow, I like gummies. Oh,
and that started me on. Like, I thought my life was ending for like, a good Kelly, 6 hours.
They're like, Kelly, you should only have half. Yeah, oh, you ate the whole thing. Tasty. Okay. You're like, oh, yum. Great.
And then about 45 minutes later, I'm like, oh, you guys feel funny?
Oh, my. Oh,
and
my.
Then hysterical laughter and then hysterical crying.
What
because
a,
I thought my life was ending.
What a roller coaster of emotions.
And that is how I learned not to eat things I don't know the ingredients of.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Look, life lessons.
Life lesson learned.
By the way, we've got some extra tickets that kind of fell into our lap. If you head over to Instagram at 997DJX, you can get in to win some tickets, like kind of last minute tickets to her show in Lexington on Saturday. If you're like, you know what? I've seen fireworks. I don't need fireworks. I just want to go see Lizzo. That's cool. Hey, you know what?
Here's your opportunity.
I know. Here's your opportunity. So yeah, up over on Instagram at 997DJX. And speaking of concerts, if you are headed out to Morgan Wallen tonight, look for Emily. She's going to be broadcasting from the Plaza, giving high fives and...
Did they give her tickets? I'm just asking for a friend.
You couldn't go anyways.
I know. I just would like to know I could if I wanted to. I just want to know that I could, even though I asked. I'm the voice that you hear when you walk into an event at the Yum Center. I didn't get me tickets, though.
There's no hard feelings here.
Nope, not at all. Mm-mm. We love the Yum Center.
Yes.
I'm just super popular Morgan Wallen.
That's
no
right.
Spares.
That's right.
There's no spares. Dang it.
She'll get you in to win tickets to Pink.
You didn't answer my question.
And to the Hot Wheels monster trucks out there as well.
Did she get video for me? I just want to see what it's like.
What it's like inside? Kelly, you couldn't have gone anyways.
I know my daughter has a play
I know. You're getting all mad and
but
you couldn't
still,
have gone anyways.
Again, I want to know I could if I
you
wanted
just wanted
to.
You just wanted tickets waiting at will call
exactly,
under Kelly K
exactly.
That you are not going to pick up.
Yes. Like front row center.
Yes, that's right. All right. Anyways, that's fun. It's 997DJX. Well, okay. Let's get to this naked baptism. Dude is...
Naked baptism.
Yeah, dude is 20. He's unsure of that. It's how it all works, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Coming up, and you're setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. All right, this story just goes from bad to worse. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, look, someone probably should have told Jeremiah that getting baptized just kind of washes away, like, the original sin.
And you don't have to disrobe? Completely.
So it's a setting the bar story.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked, breaking into a church to baptize yourself, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, we get it. You probably have some hashtag regrets in life, right? You feel like, all right, I'm just going to reset. I'm going to restart. I'm going to, you know, plunge into the holy water and cleanse my soul.
Yeah,
and it's going to be fine.
And to me, I was thinking, okay, this is maybe an overnight thing. No. It's during the middle of the day.
Oh.
Jeremiah's 20. He decided over the weekend to walk into a church, get naked, because, you know, you don't want to get your clothes wet.
Absolutely. You got to walk around the rest of the day.
And try to baptize himself.
Uh-huh.
Someone called the cops around, you know, 2:45 in the afternoon, said, hey, you know what? There's a naked guy climbing in around the baptism fountain.
And when you see someone, like, taking a bath in the baptismal right. With no clothes on, calls will be made.
So when the cops got there, he was not in the baptism chamber anymore.
Uh-huh.
He was walking around outside.
Okay.
He was still naked.
Okay. So that was the clue that that's the guy, that's the perp we're looking for.
Yeah. And he did have a blanket draped over his shoulders that he had taken from the church. So anyways, like I said, gets from bad to worse because the police, you know, they take him in, then he tries to, you know, punch a couple cops when he's in there.
That's not and going to do. Listen,
so they're
you
like,
just
you know what?
Baptized yourself. You're supposed to.
You're not. This doesn't cleanse you for future things.
You're supposed to try to live more like Jesus, and he wouldn't go punching people.
Well, anyways, they tacked on a couple extra charges there.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, so again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked, breaking into a church to try to baptize yourself, you can do okay.
I would suggest he maybe schedule another one with a person of the clergy.
Maybe.
To lead him through it.
I mean, if that's what he wants to do at
maybe.
This point, sure.
It sounds like that he had his mindset.
Maybe he had the best of intentions.
He did
even
have the best of intentions. All right, maybe we get some guidance next time.
We're giving a lot of credit to this guy.
Well, okay. I'd like to try to see the best in people.
Thank you. It's 99.7 DJX. That is your Setting the Bar story. Tomorrow, last minute tickets for Thunder at Lynn Family Stadium, which, you know, we've been watching the forecast just as much as you have, and we saw it go from real bad to a little bit better to a notch
It's kind of like a meh.
It's like, okay. So this is what I think is going to happen. Can I humor you?
Go ahead.
I think it's going to be cloudy and cold, but then as the day goes on, it'll get better.
Is that your like official like junior meteorologist on it?
Junior?
Yeah, I'm going to call you a junior meteorologist. You haven't had any formal training.
Listen.
Have you ever stood in front of a green screen before?
What's that duck face you're making in front of me? Yes. Stood in front of a green screen.
Did you know which direction you were pointing?
No.
Okay.
I feel like that's something I can pick up pretty quickly, though.
Hence the junior status.
Hey, Kevin Harnett over at Wave. If you need someone to fill in, I'm your everyday weather announcer. I'm not going to say meteorologist because I haven't done the school.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You don't have the credentials.
I could be a weather announcer.
A weather announcer. Okay.
Speak it like the people.
Just try to figure out in real time which way you're pointing.
Yeah. And just be like, this is what the fancy equipment says. This is what I think.
Okay. Like you're a weather predictor, right? I'll be a
predictor. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is what I feel.
I like that.
The vibe I'm picking.
You lick the finger and stick it in the air.
There it is.
That's what I think.
All right. Sorry, that was a long way to just say, hey, we got Thunder tickets tomorrow.
They're going to call you. All right. They're going to call you.
Hi. Any minute now.
Absolutely.
All right. Got to go.
Keep that phone handy.
Got to go. My phone's buzzing.
Okay.
All right, guys. Anything you missed on the show, pick it up on the podcast, WDGX.com. Click listen.
And as always, if you have a story you want to share, like feel-good story, anything that happened to you, you want to pass along, you
little
can
kid,
always
drunk adult.
That, too. Especially that.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com, or anywhere on the socials. Send us direct messages at BenAndKellyShow.